All right, this is Ian joining you once again, hosting the second portion of In-Depth, the PSA program right here. Thank you for listening, and a wonderful round of guests for this second interview. Paul Pentala, Scout Executive CEO, Boy Scouts of America, the Nevada Area Council. And, of course, we also have Jim Pierce. Jim, how are you?
I'm great.
And how are you, Paul?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Thank you both for coming in.
Absolutely.
Of course. It's awesome.
You guys are you are working on stuff. It feels like you're just constantly doing stuff, all these different things on the horizon. Tell me about it. What are things that are kind of at the forefront?
Sure. We've been in the news a little bit lately.
Yeah.
We've had a few changes. We're excited. We've got, recently more formally girls announcing to be becoming a part of our program. So girls and Cub Scouts officially starts in our area around August. We've had some early adopters, and Jim's pack has been a part of one of those groups. We've also had some changes to one of our names within our total organization called the Scouts BSA. That's going to be taking over the old Boy Scout acronym.
Right.
Since girls will be joining that program in February of 2019.
Okay. And what kind of, it felt like it was a long time coming. It was,
oh, absolutely.
There were rumblings, people were talking about it, but what made you guys kind of inspired to really just go
really,
for
it's
it?
Been 108 years coming.
Yeah.
I mean, girls have always been a part of the Boy Scouts of America. It's the sisters and the moms, and everybody's been there. And a lot of the girls have done every aspect of the Boy Scout program,
right,
and the Cub Scout program, but they could never be recognized. And now,
okay,
they can. It's
good.
Awesome.
That's really, really cool. And then that's probably some people, who are very kind of stuck in the past probably don't realize that they've always been a part of it.
Yeah.
And now they're just getting recognition.
Yeah. And through the Explore program, the Venturing program, starting at 14, girls have been a part of the scouting movement. And they're out there camping. They're out there in Sea Scouts working on ships. And they're doing everything that that our young men have been doing. And why not recognize them?
Exactly.
My sister was an explorer when I was a Cub Scout, and
Oh, okay.
It was an all-girl explorer post that they focused on water skiing and water adventure and so forth. They did a lot of trips, but she was excited to be a part of Explorers. And
All right.
So exploring has been around a long time. We're talking 70s-ish. So,
right.
Adventuring, high adventure groups that are like Habitat for Humanity or those kinds of programs that
right.
are service for the community or speech or faith-related co-ed groups. Venturing has been around for quite a while. It's been a very successful program.
All right. Very cool. I mean, honestly, like the more bodies you can get involved with kind of community service like this and kind of just exploring the outdoors and so on,
absolutely.
The better.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely. Doesn't matter who you are.
When you talk about a scout being trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, who does not want their children to have those character traits, either growing up learning about those or doing those for their lifelong ambition of having all those traits?
Right on. And anybody who might be listening right now who might have kids who are not involved thus far, I mean, what do you have to say to them? I mean, you have like a recruiting campaign kind of going on.
We do. It's our new recruiting campaign is called Scout Me In. And so that's being shared all across the nation. They can come. Can I share a website?
Oh, okay. By all means.
All right. So there's two of them. So one is beascout.org, or they can go to our council website, www.nevadabsa.org. Both of those will lead you to directions on how to find scouting in your right where you live.
Yeah, okay. And it's really open to all youth. I mean, my son has disabilities, so if there's a disability family out there that's looking for something to do, special needs of any kind, scouting is it, where you as a parent can be involved and be right next to your child and support them with the issues that you are aware of. And maybe, Little League or Pop Warner, they can't figure that out. But scouting has. I mean, we have unbelievable training for our volunteers and our leaders. I mean, endless volunteering opportunities and training so that we can help those special needs families out. And we are our program has always been adaptable to meet different faith-based organizations, VFW, Lions Club, Kiwanis. These are all organizations that we support, and we work closely with KTMB, the PLPT, all sorts of local organizations, local businesses and everything.
A lot of individuals, a lot of families don't recognize that we charter partner with many. We have over 300 charter partners. So those are schools, those are churches, faith-based, those are other youth-serving organizations that are having after-school programs that we partner with in our Scout Reach programs. And so there's all these other organizations that we talk about that this is where scouting is meeting, but we're meeting in locations of other organizations that want to reach out to the community. So we have this charter-based concept where that church or that school or that Elks Club or Rotary Club is the charter partner, and they're responsible for some leadership and so forth. But we partner with a lot of organizations, and I think sometimes that's not always recognized.
Yeah. And actually, sorry, you can, I answered my next question like already, is you're not insular. You're not very just kind of focused on yourself. You guys are just, you have tendrils everywhere.
We rely on volunteers to help deliver our program, and that's why the training is so important. That's why we have so many outreach opportunities. So we're looking at, you know, there's a lot of interest about STEM, but you know, 40 or 50 of our merit badges already have STEM components. So we've already been with STEM for many years, just not a one particular STEM badge. There's robotics, there's nuclear science, there's welding now. You know, there's all these things that are really exciting. There's cinematography or movie making. Cinematography, not movie making now, just because you can do it on your phone.
Yeah.
CAD, drafting, you know, all sorts of great things that are coming out that are exciting for scouts. And then even through that, we look for individuals that are experienced in those fields to help us be the mentors for that.
So actually, kind of going off of that, if there's anybody listening kind of has an expertise in a certain designation, they could totally approach you.
Anything, even garbage collector, anything. If you're a truck driver, an attorney, any field that you might be surprised with somebody in the trades can bring to the table. I mean, like welding. We need our youth to understand the basic principles of, it sounds silly, but welding.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a good, and then honestly, they could get inspired to pursue that as a career.
Exactly. One of my dearest
trades
friends,
like that are very needed.
Yeah, yeah. One of my dearest friends, a fire was lit under for him to a career path from the chemistry. A merit badge that was taught, you know, and he just loved it. And it took him to CSI up in Idaho and then on to federal law enforcement. And these little merit badges or skill awards or whatever, they spark a fire that maybe they don't have because his father was a colonel. So he was always in the Air Force and he was always moving around.
Right.
So he didn't have the school bonds that maybe somebody who was brought up here in Truckee Meadows, you know, they don't have those ties or this community. And so it gives that. So it's
One of our first Eagle Scouts in Scout Reach that was recognized this past year got his interest for geodetic engineering because of the gems that he learned in one of his early scouting experiences. And now he wants to study that. That's the study of the Earth from either underneath the ground or from space. But he's going to pursue that degree because he found that interest in scouting. Speaking about the firemen or the police department, we have Exploring, which is a career-based mentor hands-on program through local police departments, fire departments, medical. We have Renown is one of our new healthcare posts that they're learning about the healthcare field. Just doesn't have to be a doctor or, you know, a nurse. Could be the statistician or the working with the machines, et cetera. So there's these also career opportunities for young people in high school that can learn about their future career through Exploring. We're really excited to share these programs.
That's wonderful. And speaking of, you got programs, you got camps. I mean, we're rolling into some warmer weather. We're going into summer.
Camp.
It's premier time.
It's the pinnacle of scouting, in my opinion. Summertime, the Cub Scouts, we kind of take a break. We kind of get a little bit more reserved. But the Boy Scouts, they're going out and doing 50-mile backpacking trips. They're out doing 50-mile canoe trips. They're doing summer camp. Camp Flashman is an amazing program. It's inexpensive. And, we're doing everything from ATVs. The rock climbing walls are out there. It's a warm lake. So you go out there and do your boating, your sailing, learn how to canoe. And
awesome.
It's amazing program, you know.
Yeah. The outdoors is our classroom. That's where we teach about ethics. We leave no trace, how to treat the environment properly, how to take care of our environment, how to protect the environment. You won't find a finer group, and we partner with other organizations of keeping care of our environment and how to protect it going forward, not just land, but also the sea, because we have a national sea base in the Keys called the Sea Base. And they get them there because, hey, you're going to go sailing, but they really want to teach them about the corals underground, so or under the water. But, the summertime is, you know, that's our high adventure.
Yeah.
That's the week after week, a lot of fun programs going on, and we'd love to have people that are interested be a part of our programs.
Right. Beautiful. Well, how can they sign up? How can they find out more?
So again, the www.nevadabsa.org is our council website. If they want to call our office, it's 775-787-1111. That's 775-787-1111. That's our local council. We cover about 100,000 square miles, all of northern Nevada, 8 counties in eastern California. So we have a pretty big territory. We're proud to have scouting be a part, and we're growing. This community is growing. We look forward to serving more kids.
All right. Very cool.
Yeah, we offer several different kinds. We have different kinds of units. And, you know, if someone's looking to have that traditional just boy unit, we have those. The charters get to decide. And what kind of system do they want to be? Co-ed? Do they want to be all girl, or do they want to stick to an all boy unit? So the options are out there. So don't be afraid just because name changes or some decisions have come down. The charters make that decision.
Absolutely.
All right. Very cool. I want to thank you both for coming in. It's so we could keep talking about this for another 45 minutes.
For hours.
I would love to have you guys back in.
We'd love
in the near future, maybe even over the summer.
That'd be great.
To really just get deep into it. All right. Jim Pierce, Paul Pentola, thank you so much, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.